Okay, welcome, the Village River Forest Economic Development Commission, Friday, September 14th, 7:30 a.m. We'll do a call to, roll call.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mr. Graham?
Here.
Ms. Moss?
Here.
Mr. Brangle?
Here.
Ms. Slatika?
Here.
And Mr. Newbecker?
Here.
Mr. Brown? Not here. So we have a quorum.
Okay. Just real quick, then we'll go to item number two, public comment.
No, just here to listen.
Okay, there is none, so we'll move on. Next, I know you just got them, but if you want to take a quick peek at the minutes from our meeting of March 23rd. Kathy Yen, was she not?
Oh. Yeah, Kathy couldn't make it.
Oh, okay.
Yep, sorry about that.
I just saw her name on here. So if someone want to approve the minutes from the March 23rd meeting,
so moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So just to kind of go through and kind of set the tone, there's been a lot of stuff going on in the village over the last couple of months. You know, we had a couple of misses with our last meeting or so in the spring, and you know, the summer got ahead of everybody. So you know, we're back to school and back to fall, and we're committed to, you know, having a regularly scheduled meeting. I think Eric has sent out calendar dates for those. Still be on Friday, 7:30 in the morning, if that still works for everyone. And then, you know, we'll try to once we kind of get through this meeting and a discussion of the items that are going on currently, you know, we'll re-engage with Eric and some of the other projects that we see coming down the road, and how we're going to interact with this group and the Board of Trustees. So Eric, anything to add on kind of where we are and where we...
No, I think that sums it up pretty well. It's been, it's been a busy summer, and we'll talk about, go through the list of things, and we'll get everyone up to speed and get your input on a couple of them as well.
Can you resend me the dates?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to resend, because I know, I think you brought it up, the calendar invites were a little wonky, because
yeah.
I was pulling them off the village's website, so I'm just going to resend.
Great.
I'll do that.
Perfect. Thank you.
I just wanted to add, too, that I really appreciate you emailing the agenda with minutes out a few days before.
Yep.
As a reminder, that was... Hopefully.
That was Bob's suggestion, so you can.
That will be our best practice going forward.
You can. No, you can, it was just good. It's like the calendar, because we don't always have it every
right,
month.
Right.
You know, sometimes.
Yep.
Pops up. So
and I know Tim reads them on the L, so you know he's got. He's got his jacket. So thank you very much. So we'll continue to do that. Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I was hacked this week, so you're getting emails from
oh, yes.
Bob Graham. Asking for iTunes money.
Oh. I put 99 cents in your locker at the club, so that's what that's from. So you can get an iTunes card and buy the latest music.
I just, going on record. I'm a spoof team. They did a good job.
Yeah, so they didn't get bank stuff.
No.
Okay, so again, there's lots of things going on, and let's start with Lake and Lathrop and what's going on there currently.
Yeah, so Lake and Lathrop went through the plan development process. That was completed I believe, the August 23rd meeting. The DRB approved findings of fact at the August 30th meeting. And so what was approved was a mixed-use development. About 30 units